Stop.
Stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
There's a message in here just from some random dude. He says, does it have any effect on men?
That's what I wanted to know. If it's affecting women, why won't it affect men?
Guys, Pfizer has another pill for that. You know that story. Seems to be in good company, Pfizer. Okay, time to go pranking. Same, this lady takes her car. She's got a Kia.
Mm-hmm.
Takes the car. You guys drive Kias? Yes.
We do. Great cars.
Yes.
What kind of Kia is she driving?
Why are you stressing out this Kia customer?
Because I know you guys drive Kias.
So now you're targeting Kia customers.
No. It just so happened that she drives a Kia.
Okay.
And all around her wanted her to be pranked. So she's got a Kia.
Mm.
And she loves this car. This car's her baby. Very proud of her car. You know, one of those people that keeps his car spotlessly clean. Oh. There's not allowed to be a scratch. She goes and gets it polished out and whatever. Just loves her car to bits.
Mm.
So now she takes it for a service. You know the story. Service. Your first service is very easy. Top up the oil change. Check. Done. Lekker. Go.
Mm.
So now I'm phoning her from the Kia. And yeah, I've got a huge problem. Of course. I mean, I never come with a small problem.
That's what I'm saying. You don't come with solutions.
Mm-hmm. No, I've got a huge, huge problem. So let's see how she deals with it.
Well, the car is physically at the shop. They said more or less by Friday we should have the parts.
Tell me, how much does she love this car?
Really loves it a lot. This is her baby.
Hello?
Hello, Annika.
Yes?
Hello, it's Byron here from Kia. We have a little bit of a problem with your Kia Rio.
Really? What seems to be the problem at the moment?
Okay, let me just come straight out. We fixed the car.
But you didn't really fix it?
No, we did. We fixed the oil leak, you know, under the crank seal. That arrived from courier.
But?
They took the car from the workshop and they parked it in the receiving bay. In our used car lot.
Yes?
And somebody was coming to collect a demo Kia Rio Silver, same as yours, and this person ended up giving them your car and not the one that was actually for sale.
Sure.
This is unacceptable. There's no two other ways about this. What now?
Well, we're trying to get hold of the person who took the car.
This is unacceptable. You guys can't find me with like this. Honestly.
I know.
What type of control do you guys have in that place? I mean, really now? There's a petrol card in that vehicle.
Is there?
Yes.
You see?
What the hell?
You see, the cars are almost identical.
I could not give a shit. Honestly. How can you guys just give a vehicle's key away without having anything signing off on this? This is unacceptable.
You see, what happened was, let me just...
I could not give a shit what happened. The matter of the fact is, you guys do not have my vehicle. Somebody else without authority is driving my vehicle. Yep. That is theft. You're going to replace my vehicle.
Are you insured?
Yes, obviously I am insured, but
just
this is unacceptable.
There's something...
And they must f*** up my car, and I must be perfectly fine with this because you got no form of control. No. You've given my car to somebody who you don't know anything of.
Okay, well, technically sold your car.
Sold my car.
Mm.
To somebody else.
Is there a tracking device in your car?
Now you tell me my vehicle has been sold. I want a new car.
Okay, look, what I can do, I've just looked at our stock sheet now, and I've got a Kia Rio, but it's 2009. It's got 123,000.
No. My car was bought brand new. You're not going to give me a 2009 Kia Rio with 6,000 kilometers on the clock. I want a new vehicle.
Okay.
A brand new vehicle out of the box, because you said they must take this on their shoulders. They sold my vehicle.
Okay. Is there a sentimental value to this vehicle?
It's my vehicle, for f***'s sake. I mean, it's been paid for. I don't have to explain to you if there's sentimental value or not.
Did you, like
it's my vehicle. I drive it on a daily basis. I pay a shitload of money on a daily basis for that.
Did you do, special things in the back of the car? And that's why it's so sentimental.
That has got all to do with you, seriously, sir. Mm-hmm. My virginity has got seriously nothing to do with you. I would like to have my vehicle replaced. And this is a total informal conversation that you are trying to have with me at the moment.
Informal.
Look, I never asked that. You assumed that. I meant like playing charades, hide and go seek, kids' games in the backseat on long journeys.
Seriously, that has got nothing to do with you. Have I lost my virginity on the backseat?
Hello, Annika?
Yes.
It's Wicked Simpson. How are you?
Hello.
No. No. Unacceptable. Really? Come on, husband. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him.
Is that hubby?
Yes.
Hello.
Shame. People jump to conclusions about my line of questioning.
Yeah, you're talking hide and seek.
Yeah, sure. You know, you play long distance.
They're the problem. Yeah.
You end up
not you.
Of course not.